Gas costs more in California than in most other states, and this year the average price per gallon is set to hit $4. That's the highest average ever. It seems like there's nothing drivers can do to lower their fuel costs, except maybe change what kind of grade of gasoline they buy. Most people, though, have no idea what that means for their car. KALW's Isabel Angel has our story.
I'm standing at a gas station in El Cerrito, watching people fill up their tanks. At some point, each of them presses a button, regular, mid-grade, or premium. The higher the grade, the higher the octane content. And the higher the octane content, the higher the price. At this gas station, regular is going for $3.82 per gallon. Premium, $4.05. That's 22 cents more expensive. I started asking people what kind of gas they're buying and why.
Regular gasoline, that's all this car ever takes. No need for anything else.
That's Michael Gilmore. Next, I asked Dwayne Davis.
The regular unleaded gas, probably because it's the cheapest.
Then, Kate Foley.
Regular grade, because it's cheapest.
Susie Marcus says regular unleaded.
I guess because it's least expensive, and I have not seen any proof that buying the better gas makes you go farther or better mileage.
And Ariana Jones went for the premium.
Because that's the only brand my car takes.
So, how are they making these decisions? If it's just based on price, there's no reason to use premium. Unless the more expensive gas is actually better. So, is that true? And what is an octane anyway? For answers, I turn to Daniel Kamen, a professor at the Energy Resources Group at UC Berkeley.
Octane is essentially a measure of energy content.
Energy content. Okay. But what does that mean for my car?
You get more zip in your car by having a fuel with a higher energy content.
But before you start imagining your humble Honda Civic transforming into a fiery red Mustang, a word of warning from Kamen.
There's very little difference in everyday behavior. So if you're doing urban driving, you don't see much difference because you're not getting up to the speeds where it really matters. And on the highway, you have to have a really high-performance car to really see that difference.
So, like a BMW?
You most readily see it when you start driving Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
The latest numbers from the California Energy Commission say that 18% of gas sold is premium. But 18% of Californians probably don't own a Lamborghini. So, why buy premium when you don't have to? I asked Sudhoth Bhatt, who teaches marketing strategy at San Francisco State. He told me that most consumers are not experts in the things that they buy.
Even for things like toothpaste, I mean, they are not very good judges of quality. And so what I sometimes think is that a lot of consumers use price as a gauge of quality. If they do not know much about a product, they tend to think that a higher priced product is higher quality.
Bot says because most people don't know what's going on in their tank, some consumers might spring for the premium gas just because it's more expensive. But he has a solution for people who want to get the most bang for their buck. Look it up on the internet.
I think if consumers had more time and they did some research, they would know that, you know, what is really good quality and what is not. You don't have to necessarily take the manufacturer's word for it.
One of the big reasons people say they like to buy premium is to prevent engine knocking. That's when the fuel doesn't explode the right way in the engine, so that makes a knocking sound. It means you're not getting the full power out of your car, and if it keeps happening, it can actually hurt your car. But don't get too worried. For the last 15 years or so, engines have been built with sensors to prevent this exact thing from happening. So, what should you be buying? I took Sudhoth Bhatt's advice and turned to the internet. What I found matched what Berkeley's Dan Kamen told me. If your car's manual says it runs on regular, there's no reason to splurge on a higher grade. And many high-performance cars will run on regular, no problem. You just might not get the maximum power possible. Now, turbocharged engines are another matter. Those really require the high-octane premium. So make sure you check with your mechanic before making the switch. That said, I'll leave the last word to NPR's favorite car guys, Click and Clack.
If it's important to you to wring out the last, little bit of horsepower from your engine, then you probably want to use the premium. And if you're nuts like that, then you deserve to pay the extra 35 cents a gallon. But for most of us who are concerned about, you know, money, it's a waste to put that in your tank.
For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.